Strange Adventure.
Jose de la Vega Cassidy and his friend Juan Garcia stopped their tired horses in front of the small adobe mission near Santa Barbara and dismounted. Father Eusebio met the two men as they stepped within the cool shade of the church.
Come in, my sons. Don Jose, it has been such a long time.
Aye, Padre. Since my family moved to Guadalupe, I have not occasion to ride this way.
You have grown so tall, so handsome, with the red hair of your Irish father and the fire of your Spanish mother.
Juan Garcia broke into the conversation.
Si, Padre, and now he is known as El Lobo.
El Lobo? The mysterious rider the people call the Wolf of the Hills?
Si, Padre, but very few men know who I am. I know my secret will be safe with you.
Certainly. Perhaps you can help me. Last night, someone stole the cross of pearl from the mission.
The cross of pearl?
Yes, a cross of gold set with 7 match pearls. It was given to the mission by Don Diego del Rio, and is very valuable.
Father Eusebio showed them a small silk-lined case.
Last night, after benediction, I placed the crucifix here. A little after midnight, I heard a noise and came to investigate. The crucifix was gone.
Well, don't worry, Padre. We may be able to help you.
It was almost dark when the men reached the Barton Ranch. Jose and Juan remembered the rancher and thought he might help them solve the mystery of the missing crucifix. Brad Barton welcomed them to his great Spanish ranch house. Jose spoke of the mystery.
Señor Barton, the cross of pearl was stolen from the mission last night.
Well, I'm not surprised. I told Father Eusebio he should keep a thing as valuable as that locked up.
The good padre said you might be able to help locate the cross. Where were you when the crucifix was stolen?
I was over at the corral, doctoring a sick horse, yeah. You fellas ready to turn in?
Thank you, but we cannot stay. We have a long way to go.
A mile or so from the ranch house, Jose halted and called Juan to his side.
We must give Señor Barton time to get to sleep, then ride back to the rancho. There is a certain little job there for El Lobo.
The next morning, Father Eusebio was very surprised to see Jose de la Vega Cassidy and his little friend Juan Garcia ride up to the mission door. There was a broad smile on the face of the young man.
Well, Padre, the cross of pearl has come home. The man who stole it sends his regrets that the theft caused you such unhappiness.
But how did you find it, son?
Oh, it was very simple. Last night, Juan and I visited an old friend. When I asked him where he was at the time of the robbery, he told me he was at his corral. I knew he was telling a lie, for how could he know what time the cross of pearl was taken if he had not taken it? So, we climbed into his bedroom while he was asleep and found the cross among his treasures. He should have put better locks on his strong boxes, Padre, no?
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to The Purple Case, our next tale of...
Strange Adventures.